神韵交响乐团连续在美国首府华盛顿 DC、 纽约以及波士顿演出之后，周日来到美国第四大城市休斯顿市，为这里的观众带去恢宏的音乐盛典。美国著名神韵交响乐团首次莅临德州最大城市休斯顿，10月13日将于琼斯剧院上演两场盛大的音乐会。
位于市中心的琼斯剧院是特别为交响乐团的演出而建造，具有近50年的历史。喜爱交响乐的休斯顿观众十分期待神韵交响乐团的演出。现任市长安妮斯·帕克曾经观看过神韵艺术团的演出，盛赞神韵演出的杰出和绚丽，曾多次嘉奖神韵艺术团。在接受本台记者采访时，他代表休斯顿对神韵交响乐团表示欢迎，并祝演出成功。
I want to welcome the Shenyun Symphony Orchestra, the musicians, the singers to Houston.I hope that the performances go well, and I know you're going to be well received in our city.
新唐人记者彭慧，美国德州休斯顿采访报道。
神韵交响乐团正在全美的各大城市巡回演出，今年首次亮相休斯顿，就得到了素有欣赏交响乐传统的休斯顿观众的高度赞誉。演出结束时，满场观众起立鼓掌欢呼。乐团加演了4首安可曲，并5次谢幕，观众们还是恋恋不舍地离去。来看发自当地的报道。
等待了半个世纪，琼斯剧院今天终于迎来了它最辉煌的时刻。喜爱交响乐的休斯顿观众今天欣赏到独特的神韵交响乐团的演出，让我们一同分享一下他们喜悦的心情。
I think the orchestra is wonderful. It's a very clear, beautiful performance, very thorough. So I really enjoy it.
Oh, it's absolutely beautiful. What a relaxing way to spend the afternoon. You know, the music is gorgeous, the tones are beautiful, the singers were lovely, very, very enjoyable.
Oh, I love it. It's very nice, very well done.
I think it's lovely. I'm enjoying the performance, and I really enjoyed the singer, the opera singer. It was beautiful.
I think it's great. The acoustics work really well in this building, and the directors have done a fine job writing these pieces. The use of various instruments, really, they corrugate with each other really well, including the singers. Their voices just and their harmonics with the rest of the players just really work well. You know, it's a tranquility, calm, and some of the songs that they have, and with the other songs, you can feel the energy. Just feels like the room just kind of opens up.
新唐人记者彭慧，美国德州休斯顿采访报道。
神韵交响乐团今年首次在北美七大城市巡回演出，除演奏神韵原创音乐和传统的西方曲目外，还有小号协奏曲、长笛二重奏首次亮相，以及多位歌唱家演唱，独特的音乐效果前所未见。在德州休斯顿的演出，观众们惊叹超出想象。
Definitely one of the best I've went to.
The music is different than any other orchestra that I've ever been to, and I've been to quite a few. It's really meditative. You can just sit and listen and.Very, very many things come to mind. You know, it's spectacular and relaxing.
I thought it was going to be very, very amazing, and it was even better than that. It far exceeded my expectations. I actually loved the Shenyun pieces. I loved them very much. They were very, very good. So, for instance, the Divine Compassion piece at the end, you could really feel the compassion that was being evoked.
I thought they were very beautiful, very different.I loved the Chinese instruments that were used, especially the pipa, is that the way you say it? I liked that instrument, and I don't get to hear that one in person, so that was very nice. The conductors and the different styles of music, they were very versatile and very excellent.
The concert was very amazing. I got to finally hear the pipa for the first time in live, and it was really amazing. I got to also...see, you know, Milan conduct, and that was also very interesting. I love Shenyun Symphony Orchestra a lot because, you know, they're just, those musicians are really talented and they know what they're doing, and I love.
华人记者陈慧，美国德州休斯顿采访报道。
神韵交响乐团在美国休斯顿久负盛名的琼斯剧院的首场演出令现场观众赞叹不已。有观众表示，神韵乐团的演出充满祥和的能量，触动心灵。
因为我一向很喜欢音乐，在中国呢，我是看那种非常传统的，全部是中国乐器的，所以这一次是有很不一样的感觉。这样的尝试用一种西方的乐器，当然也加上中国的乐器来表达，其实的作曲啊什么的，是其实很有中国的风味，所以我想是一种很好的文化桥梁。我的感受是，同样都是用西方的这个大多数那个 orchestra 来表现。然后他做贝多芬和那个柴可夫斯基之后，那个音乐一出来还是有很不同的感觉。我们中国的音乐还是它的那个 element， 就是它的中国音乐的基本的那些格调和它的作曲的方式还是很明显的展现出来，我觉得这一点是很成功的一点。
律师史密斯先生感叹，欣赏神韵乐团演出令人忘记凡尘俗事。
The concert was wonderful. It was inspiring. The music is energetic. It brings in life, which is wonderful. There are many moments in life that we get tied up in our work and other things, and this is such a beauty of life that it's so nice that Shenyun shares this with us. I love it because it blends different cultures together with the traditional Chinese musical instruments like the erhu and others into a wonderful sound of symphonic orchestra. So it's wonderful. Yes, very spiritual. I was almost in meditation listening because it brought me to such a place of peace.
卡梅尔戴尔医生盛赞神韵交响乐团是最棒的，触动心灵。
This was probably the largest that I've seen.And it was just, it was beautiful. The music seemed to surround you. I'm so relaxed. I feel that I've had a beautiful treat and I can't wait to go back in and hear the second half.
新唐人记者彭慧，美国德州休斯顿采访报道。
神韵交响乐团目前正在北美巡回演出，各界好评如潮。神韵交响乐团的成功秘诀到底在哪里呢？记者专访了乐团指挥和首席小提琴手，请看详细报道。
神韵交响乐团在北美的巡回演出，每一场结束时，观众都是全场起立，长时间鼓掌。在观众一再的安可呼声中，神韵交响乐团返场多次，观众仍然是意犹未尽。
The singing was just phenomenal. I've never heard singing like that in my life before. It was beautiful.Beautiful.
Leaves you speechless, actually.
随着神韵交响乐团名声远播，观众们开始好奇，到底是一些什么样的艺术家能给他们留下如此强烈的印象？
This is a multinational orchestra with musicians from different countries, different continents.
除了赞美演奏的优雅雄浑，很多观众都对演出中神韵作曲家的原创曲目难以忘怀。
We haven't just got an orchestra; we've got such great composers.Which really are among the best in the world as far as their written music is, but the effect it has on the audience, I don't think it's been surpassed by anywhere.
神韵作曲家的原创作品取材于中华五千年文明历史以及各地各民族音乐，恢复传统的主题和特有的旋律。东方乐器的灵性和婉约，在西方交响乐雄浑的和音衬托下，展现出一个前所未有的优雅而动人的境界。
神韵乐团跟神韵艺术团我们巡回的时候，很多观众的反馈呢，他们就说我们神韵自己原创的音乐真的很好听，回味无穷，我们还想再听几次。我们就有那么这么一个机会，就让我们交响乐团成员上到舞台上。去年是第一次在 Carnegie Hall 演出，非常非常的成功，所以呢我们今年就有一个巡回，就是主要的我们就是要恢复传统正统文化，把最好最美好的带给观众。
The most essential for our mission is to create a purity and create the fantastic world of imagination, of high morality, high standard, high level of appreciation of everything which is around us.
神韵交响乐团的下一步行程将于10月18、19日在洛杉矶，10月22日在旧金山进行巡回演出。新唐人记者彭慧在休斯顿报道。
10月18、19日两天，神韵交响乐团将在洛杉矶呈现表演艺术中心音乐厅演出两场。神韵交响乐团汇集了世界上顶级的音乐演奏家、指挥家、歌唱家及作曲家，并将西方交响乐和中国传统乐器两大杰出的传统音乐交融，创造出令人沉醉的全新的乐章，令观众耳目一新。接下来我们先到美国达拉斯去看一看那里演出的盛况。
建筑设计师沃格利先生同他的中国太太和刚刚来到美国不久的女儿一同来观赏神韵交响乐团的演出，备受震撼。
I thoroughly enjoyed tonight. The melody, the pounding of the music and the grace, mathematical, divine. We really enjoyed it. And to see the shine on our daughter's face and to see her smile and to see her respond, brings one's heart with pleasure.
乐团的四位指挥家们风格迥异，沃格利先生形容他们如春夏秋冬。
Intricate and very involved, and each orchestra leader has its own special dynamics that was brought to the event and to the concert, which totally rounded it out to give much more broader image from many, many different perspectives. It was, as I mentioned earlier, it was as though coming from spring to summer to autumn and then finally back to winter.
新唐人德州记者站，美国德州达拉斯采访报道。